Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I like how every time you intro, you point at yourself.
I do, with my thumb.
I'm Brandon, and then you point at yourself.
I'm Brandon.
Yeah.
I also have no idea what we're talking about
today.
No,
you don't. This is a total surprise. It's going to be a bit of a shorter episode.
Surprise, it's me.
Yep.
We're watching cats dance on the screen. I don't know.
What are you drinking, besides a lot?
A lot. Right now, it's gin and peach. How about you?
Well, I made it for you, so I actually knew what that was. Mine is a mango neutral because it is summer-ish. I'm off school in, like, 2 days.
2 days, yeah.
Actually, no, this comes out on Monday. I'm off school in 1 day. Tuesday's my last day. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, you should be.
Mm-hmm. So we have a new Marvel show.
We do, yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Marvel show.
See, I'm very sad because it seems like they're, like, really super-duper cutting back on Disney Plus content. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a shame because this is a perfect example of how they can, like, do different genres and things like that.
That's the best thing about all these Marvel shows. Each one's, like, a different genre.
It's all connected to the MCU, but they're so many different genres, and this is, like, super-duper spy thriller, and I'm...
So we're only one episode in at this point. Your first episode, spoiler-free gut reaction, you're into the genre. What did you think?
This is Secret Invasion that we're talking about.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, yes. But, like, any other feedback that you can give without being spoilery?
Not without being spoilery.
Okay.
But, yeah, super-duper spy thriller.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. Sam Jackson just being his Sam Jackson-y self.
So I said, when people asked me what I thought about it before they had seen it, I said the subtitle should have been "Watch Samuel L. Jackson."
Yeah, it's
Secret Invasion. Watch Samuel L. Jackson.
It's just a real shame that he did not get the first F bomb in the MCU.
I know.
He needs an F bomb.
He does.
He needs a mother effer like stat, but.
This is not where it's gonna happen.
No.
You should have had the first one though. Sad. Sad. Let's head to the news.
Okay.
Disney A News Update.
Few news items. Do you have any here before I start? Because mine are mostly parks related.
I do not, no. Okay.
All right, let's head to the parks.
I got nothing, sorry.
So, a woman was arrested last week after sneaking into Disneyland Park and hiding around Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Not Florida. Disneyland.
I've kind of wanted to do that myself, but yeah. Okay.
But you didn't.
That's a good way to never get on Big Thunder ever again is what's going to happen.
Or anywhere else in those parks.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones is set to make a limited time appearance at Disneyland. This is, of course, in celebration of the new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of other people showing up, Nick Fury has arrived at Avengers Campus at DCA to celebrate, of course, Secret Invasion.
We called that
one. Of course we did.
We saw a video and they had like a Humvee set up with like a big old stage and stuff. And it was like, yeah, Nick Fury's going to be up there.
100%.
Being all Nick Fury-y.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So, the other thing is, at DCA, San Francisco Square, apparently cast members have heard that it is going to close. There's varying reports, 1 or 2 days, around the 26th. Of course, people are thinking, well, the bridge is closing at that point, because the bridge was one of the things that was listed. That's when we're going to be putting the final touches on San Francisco. So, best guess is that they're trying to open for Independence Day.
Ah.
Makes sense, right?
That does make sense.
Totally.
Yeah, July 4th is a big deal, for sure.
Yeah. Or, like, around there, right? Like, they might do a soft opening before that, so...
Probably.
It was a notice sent to cast members. The Pacific Wharf Bridge will not be accessible starting June 26th.
I wonder how that's all going to work, because, like, you can get in the back way.
Right.
Are they going to close the whole thing? Like, I don't know. But it's getting close anyway, mm-hmm. so that's cool.
Yeah, so that's exciting, and that's the big news for that. Other than that, it's all movie stuff. And then the other thing I mentioned to you was Jamie Lee Curtis and Owen Wilson spotted at Disneyland. Speaking of other people showing up, this is to promote Haunted Mansion.
When is that coming out, by the way?
I don't even know. I thought it wasn't until Halloween-ish time.
Yeah. Like
maybe
early,
they were just doing some press for
early,
it or something.
Early promo. Yeah. They can have it in the can, mm-hmm. as they say. And
nice lingo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 So that's kind of exciting. And then other news that came out is Oogie Boogie Bash tickets are going to go on sale starting next week. So if you are one day we will go. Right?
Yeah. That is number one on my list for.
Is that higher than Star Wars Night?
It is.
Ooh.
It is. I think so.
It's not a surprise.
It's very close, though. Mm-hmm. Star Wars Night looks amazing. But you know what? Mm-hmm. We watched some videos finally of Pride Night, and that looked like
that
a really good time.
So good.
A really good time. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So, for me, it goes Oogie Boogie Bash, and then I would have said Star Wars, but. Man, Pride Night. The other one that looked good was the retro stuff, right? Like they did 80s night, 90s night.
That's just because you're a millennial.
Yeah, so are you. And, but the.
Yes.
This year they did
yes,
like.
Yes, I
a,
am, but.
Yes. This year they did like a retro one where it was combined, and I thought that would be like a lot of fun too. But yeah, Pride Night looked great, by the way.
Probably would be fun. I don't know. No, Pride Night looked fun, but I don't know about retro night.
Mm. Let's head to the main topic so you can find out what we're talking about.
I have no idea. I'm just watching these dancing cats. What's in the bag?
It's not a head. It's just content.
Oh.
Ah.
Disney A grab bag.
Okay, so I said we were going to do a super short episode this week. But we've missed a couple recently, you know, with that wedding and stuff going on. And so I didn't want to miss another one right now.
And we're going on vacation very
exactly.
soon.
Exactly. So I was like, let's. But there's one that I've been holding on to.
No. Okay.
And we're going to. You know how sometimes we play a game at the end of the episode?
Sure.
We're going to play a game the whole episode.
Oh.
But it's you who's going to play the game.
Do you want to play a game?
Exactly. This is an easy game.
That's a completely different type,
totally,
type of topic.
Totally different, yeah. Okay. So, do you want to hear a funny story on a side note? So, you know how I've just been talking teacher stuff for, like, weeks now because it's the end of the school year? In my film studies class, students had to pick a movie, show the trailer, and then analyze, break down the trailer, like, frame by frame.
In a world.
Exactly. No, they didn't make a trailer. That was the other class. This was the one where they are analyzing the trailers.
Okay.
So it was really funny because the first kid who went to this, like, really creepy horror one, and then the second kid got up and he's like, so I'm doing Mickey's Christmas Carol.
A little different,
a little
yeah.
Different. Yes. I love why did Mickey's
where
Christmas
Carol. Where did he
Carol?
Find a trailer for Mickey's
YouTube.
Christmas Carol?
YouTube.
That's,
yeah. It's crazy, right?
Was it even a trailer? Mm.
It was a trailer, but it was, no, it was like a commercial for a, like, VHS copy or something.
Okay.
Of it. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
Or it was like an anniversary. No, it was an anniversary release.
Weird.
Yeah. It was cool. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what really bothers me when, caveat here, when, or not caveat, tangent here, when kids are like, you know, I want to, like, show you this movie because this movie was my whole childhood, and then it's, like, something that came out when you were in university.
Yeah, no, that's that's not right.
But other kids are, like, one kid did The Last Unicorn, which is older than me. And
the
she's
Last
like,
Unicorn is pretty old.
Right? It was so good. She's like, this is my childhood, and so I chose this one. And I'm like, cool. And one kid's like, Mickey's Christmas Carol. Yeah, cool. Makes sense. And another kid is like, I don't remember what it was. What did I tell you? Jurassic World. And I'm like, all right, sit down. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
If it's Jurassic World, no. If it's Jurassic Park, okay.
Yeah, no, a kid did one where she did both, and then she combined frame by frame the trailers for both Jurassic Park and Jurassic World.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's the one I sent you that you haven't watched yet.
No, I haven't watched
yeah,
it, no.
But it was literally frame by frame, and it was
I'm
all similarities.
I'm not a teacher, so I don't have to watch
it. Yeah, that's fine,
work,
but it's
yeah.
really cool. And but she opened the whole thing. She's like, so of course I watched Jurassic World earlier, because it came out when I was 8. And I was like, sit down.
Oh, Jurassic Park came out when I was
yeah,
eight.
I know. That's what I told her, too. I was like, hey, funny story. Yeah.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, no.
Okay. But anyway, we are going to, that was a total tangent. I'm sorry. But we are going to play a game, which is Would You Rather Disney Edition.
Okay.
This is what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I hope you have a lot of these, because this is going to go really quick. I mm-hmm. make snap decisions, and I do not regret them.
You have to make the snap decision. You can explain after.
Yeah.
But you have to, you can't hesitate.
No, I don't hesitate. I make good snap decisions. That's why I'm a strong leader.
Mm-hmm, no, I was holding on to this one, because there's actually, I felt like it was too long to do at an end of an episode.
Right.
Okay. All right. Are you ready? Stretch your mental muscles and your decision-making muscles. No, that's your neck, not your mental muscles.
take some drinks, dance with the kitties.
All right. So for those of you who have never played Would You Rather, I don't know how, but it's between two options. So snap decision, really easy, right?
Easy.
Would you rather, here we go, swim with Nemo and friends or The Little Mermaid?
Oh, definitely The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when she turns 18 at least.
Daddy, I'm 16.
No, yeah.
Daddy, I love him.
I don't want to get in trouble with the ocean police, but...
No, but okay, about Flounder and Sebastian? And, like, they're pretty cool.
Yeah, Sebastian's and pretty King cool. Flounder's kind of a jerk, but...
And King Triton.
Zaddy King Triton. No, but, like, I've actually swam with Nemo and friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's true. We've done
snorkeling
that
all the time.
We have not swum with mermaids.
Nah, yeah, mermaid, like, what kind of story would be swimming with a mermaid?
Exactly.
It would be really
very
cool.
Cool story, yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
I like that. Ready for the next one?
I'm so ready.
Would you rather cook with Remy in Paris or Tiana in Louisiana?
So...
Snap decision.
Yeah, no, it's Tiana in Louisiana. Okay. Cajun food is better than Parisian food.
Mm-hmm.
And also, who wants to eat food cooked by a rat?
That's the whole premise of the movie.
I know, I'm sorry. It's not... no.
So, that one's kind of tricky, because I'd rather go to Paris than Louisiana. But, between the food options, I mean, fair
enough.
Yeah,
no. Louisiana food is better than... Although, I do like escargot, and I do like foie gras. But, yeah, no, Cajun food is...
Fair enough. Would you rather clean up after your ugly stepsisters with Cinderella or after Seven Little Men with Snow White?
I would hang out with the dwarves. I don't know.
It's not easy to hang out with them. It's clean up after them.
Yeah, they're fine. They're just working men. They're not like evil like the stepsisters and stepmother. They're just.
You're
dudes.
Saying there's like hope for them.
Yeah, they're just dudes. They just want to party and drink beer and mine gems.
Yeah, that's true. And eat pie. Eat gooseberry pie.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's how Snow White convinces them to stay. That she should stay, is that she'll make gooseberry pie for them.
I mean, gooseberries are pretty good, so mm-hmm, that's fair. Sense, yeah. I don't think I could make a gooseberry pie,
no.
But.
Would you rather be swallowed by a whale with Pinocchio or Dory?
Probably Pinocchio, because you get Figaro and Geppetto in the deal. I don't know. Dory.
Yeah, but Dory, you're escaping. Monster's trying to actually eat you. The whale that Dory is in is, like, just carrying you somewhere.
And... That's what she thinks, and she's not not the brightest tool in the tool shed.
All right, Pinocchio it is. Would you rather dance with a beast or dance with a frog?
Oh, it's the beast.
Yeah. That is literally the best dance scene in any Disney movie.
The animation on that is
beautiful.
Unreal.
It's crazy. That is one of the best dance scenes in any movie, let alone any Disney animated movie.
And, like, the beast, like, manly paws holding you. Yeah.
Yeah, his, like, paw goes around her entire waist.
Yeah. He's the man.
Not really.
Well,
he used to be
anyway, before he was cursed. Now he's
yeah,
the
but
beast.
then when he's back to the man, it's like put him back.
Yeah.
<Makes him mad. laughs> Would you rather ring bells with Quasimodo or paint walls with Rapunzel?
I don't really like painting, but I also don't really want to be stuck in the bell tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was like a punishment because he was like deformed. So we'll go with Rapunzel. She's got a cool like chameleon sidekick. That sounds true. Sounds like fun.
Pascal's awesome.
And she's basically a superhero with her hair. That's so
true.
Like
she has
I think
magic hair.
She could be an X. Like her and Elsa could be X-Men.
Totally.
For sure.
We saw How It Should Have Ended where Elsa gets she goes and hangs out with Wolverine.
Xavier's Academy for Extraordinary yeah. Children. Yes. That's where she should have gone. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Totally. Okay. Would you rather defeat the Huns with General Shang or send back the colonizers with Pocahontas?
Oh, definitely defeat the Huns. Like,
this is the closest one on here.
Get down to business and defeat the Huns? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's...
This one's the closest out of the poll. It's 48% to 52%. So far, you've picked the most popular one every time except Dory and Pinocchio.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one, but this is really close. Would you rather...
It's the Huns. Like, they're all wrong. That's the easiest one.
Nope. Would you rather have Mushu as a sidekick or Stitch?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm going to guess that Stitch is probably the most popular because he's like the weirdest popular character in Disney history.
And
like,
he's the only one, like, I don't have a problem with Stitch.
He's like shockingly popular. Mm-hmm. He might be more popular than Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And it blows my mind. But no, it's not Stitch. I don't.
You're gonna pick Mushu.
I'm gonna pick Mushu. All
right. In case I lied, this is the closest poll.
Really?
51% said Mushu.
Really?
Yeah.
That is absolutely shocking.
Maybe people are thinking Stitch just gets into trouble all the time.
Yeah.
And so as a sidekick, it might.
Yeah,
be
Mushu helps you out.
Kind of.
He does. He does.
He does. He just. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Stitch is like chaotic neutral, and and Mushu's at least chaotic good.
That's true. Yeah, the like intentions go a long way with
this.
Yeah,
I don't know. I like Mushu.
Agreed. Okay, this one is kind of tricky because we haven't actually watched the One Thing. Would you rather visit Mickey's Playhouse or the Robinson Mansion? Like, meet the Robinson. Yeah.
Probably the Robinson Mansion that's, like, all futuristic and stuff. They got a T-Rex.
Big head and little arms.
That's the only thing I've seen from that movie. Yeah, we haven't seen that movie, but I think their mansion would be pretty cool.
This was another really close one, by the way. This was 53% for the Playhouse.
Right, because it's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, totally. All right.
That would be based on the guests that are there, not the...
Good point.
Not the
you know
location.
Which one I would have preferred? The House of Mouse. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It was great. Okay. My favorite is, it's been going around, and it's a clip from it, and it's Jiminy Cricket is like, I think it was a Valentine's Day episode or something, and he was like, maybe you'll have puppies, and the camera pans, because the whole thing was Disney characters were, like, at a dinner theater kind of thing, and he's like, maybe you'll have puppies, and it pans to Pongo and Perdita from 101 Dalmatians, and it's like...
Oh, I thought it panned to Cruella de Vil.
No. Maybe you won't, and it looked at Belle and the Beast.
Oh, I think I've seen that, actually.
And then it was like, maybe you'll find love. I can't remember who it looked at first.
I have seen that, yeah.
And then it was like, maybe you won't, and it looked like Quasimodo all sitting there by himself. And I was like... Oh.
Yeah, F's in the chat for Quasimodo.
Okay, here we go. Ooh, this is a tricky question. Which would you rather be on Maleficent's bad side or Dr. Facilier's bad side? In other words, who's less dangerous, I guess?
I'm going to say Dr. Facilier. He's just got voodoo, which is...
He's got friends on the other side.
He's
Maleficent also does, like...
She turned into a freaking dragon, okay?
Yeah, and she's demons working for her.
I'm not,
it's like a whole thing.
I'm not slaying a dragon.
Yeah,
I think fair. I could tangle with the voodoo.
They both have demons, but different types, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
I don't know. He couldn't handle, like, a couple of frogs, so...
True. Would you rather run the Pride with Mufasa or the Merfolk with King Trident?
Triton?
It says Trident, but it's supposed to be Triton, yeah.
I like the water. I'm gonna say King Triton.
Yeah.
It's probably better than like being on the savannah with all the murdering and stuff.
And
like,
wildebeest stampede.
Yeah. Triton's still alive at the end of his movie. Like, true. It's just like it's just better. And you're in the water. This is the ocean. The ocean's awesome.
Would you rather build a snowman with Anna and Elsa or build a robot in Big Hero 6?
Oh, Big Hero 6. Yeah. For sure.
Totally.
Like, sorry.
No, that's, I agree. Would you rather have magic hair like Rapunzel or ice powers like Elsa?
Let's see what we're talking about.
Yeah, the X-Men. The two X-Men characters.
It's ice powers. Yeah. That's
pretty insane.
That's a pretty high level
also,
mutant power.
Can we discuss that she creates life at some point?
Well, you see, I was going to talk about that with the building the robot and the snowman. Like, if you can create life, then maybe the snowman would be a little higher. But Baymax is also kind of life. Like,
that's true.
He's semi sentient.
Yep.
So I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Ice powers.
Definitely ice powers. Definitely.
Would you rather learn archery with Merida or sword fighting with Mulan?
Oh, archery with Merida.
Totally.
Yeah. No. That like.
Ooh. This like, is 51 to 49.
Of all of Mulan's feats, her sword fighting is not even in like the top 10. Like, no, but Merida is known for her archery and she kicks butt with it, so
totally.
Definitely.
Ooh, this is a good one. Would you rather visit the Monster World with Sully and Mike Wazowski or Neverland with Peter Pan?
Ooh. Okay. This
good one, right?
This is the hardest question so far.
Oh, I think so too.
I'm gonna say Neverland because I'm getting old and I kind of want to stop getting old.
Fair enough.
So that yeah, and like there's a lot of gross stuff in the Monsterland that I wouldn't really agree with me, so
yeah, it's fair. Probably big spiders
there's mermaids in Neverland, so
true. They try and drown girls. We are only trying to drown her. Ooh, would you rather live in a lamp with the genie or live in a game with Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph. I could handle that. The lamp is itty bitty
living space.
Yeah, no, not good at all. No, game, true. You can do anything.
This is a good one. Would you rather own Hercules' Pegasus or 101 Dalmatians?
Oh. Obviously the Pegasus. That's too many dogs. Six was my limit.
Might have overstepped.
101 is way too many. No, like a flying horse? Are you kidding me? You know how much money you could make with a flying horse?
So, we were talking once, I think it was maybe one of the Oscar ones, or maybe I said it should be one, and it was like the best Disney horse. And Pegasus is technically listed as a Disney horse.
But Pegasus is a Pegasus. It's a Pegasus. It's not a horse.
I get it.
It's like a unicorn is also not a horse. Like, true. It's a different species.
But in Animal Crossing, Julian is listed as a horse, and he's a unicorn.
Oh, well, Animal Crossing is wrong.
No, it's not. Never wrong. Would you rather, be a flying elephant like Dumbo or act in the movies like Bolt?
I like Bolt. I have problems with elephants.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. We're gonna go with Bolt.
Fair enough. I could watch that again, actually.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Only seen it once.
We saw it in theaters, actually.
We did, yes.
But I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs are cool. And true. Elephants are sus, as the kids would say.
You know what,
they
though?
They never forget.
No, they never do.
They never do.
Would you rather be turned into a llama like Cusco or a bear like Queen Eleanor?
Definitely a llama.
Right? Would you rather have tea with Alice in Wonderland or spaghetti with Lady and the Tramp?
Oh, spaghetti.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely spaghetti. You get like delicious pasta and you get to make out like sold.
This is true.
Also, dogs are better than like weird Mad Hatters. And
that's a pretty cool tea party, though. Would you rather spend the day playing with the toys from Toy Story or spend the day... Okay, I don't actually know the Family Fun Center and Arcade.
What?
I don't know. Oh, it's where Wreck-It Ralph is. That arcade.
Oh, I'm going to go with the arcade. Yeah. Like, because you're playing with toys, they would not be, like...
Sentient.
Awake. And yeah. They would be playing dead.
So in Disney Dreamlight Valley, you know, it's super fun. You'll be running around, and every once in a while, Woody's, like, running around by you, and he just, like, falls to the ground.
Yeah. It's like, Andy's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, if they were sentient toys, then maybe them, but, like, I would rather play video games, so...
That's not fair enough. Would you rather enjoy Remy's food every time you are hungry or Baymax's healthcare assistance every time you are hurt?
Baymax's.
Baymax. Totally. Like, correct answer.
I can eat Kraft dinner or something crappy like that, and but like really, really high quality healthcare. You can't beat it.
You can't. Baymax would be high quality. So you know how before you picked Neverland over Monstropolis?
Yeah.
Now, would you rather visit Wonderland or Neverland?
Am I guaranteed safety? Because, like, Wonderland's kind of a messed up place.
So is Neverland. They try and shoot you out of the sky with cannonballs when you show up.
I could take Captain Hook. He's not that scary. All right,
so Neverland?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Neverland.
All right.
Again,
all right.
Wonderland is very intriguing, but there's a lot of... really dangerous stuff
very
there.
Very true. Very
like
true.
Like the Queen of Hearts and the Jabberwocky and heck, the Cheshire Cat's kind of... He's
Pooh Bear, no.
He's gonna... Yeah. It is Pooh Bear's voice, yes.
Mm-hmm. So is the snake in Jungle Book.
Yes, I know. That messed up my whole whole childhood was like...
So my students were talking...
Very confused.
Right? My students were talking about Alice in Wonderland and the Cheshire Cat, and I was like, you guys want to see something funny? So I, like, didn't put the screen on, but I just played audio from those things. They didn't like it.
No.
They were like, no. Don't do that.
No. And then you have, like, the repetition of animation from, like, the Jungle Book to Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that. Yeah.
No.
My childhood had some trauma that way.
At the hands of Disney movies.
Yeah.
Would you rather get a ride from Lightning McQueen or have a tour all over the city in Carl Fredrickson's Flying House?
Oh, the Flying House.
Oh, what a lay.
Sorry, Lightning 100%. McQueen.
Oh, this was not even close.
Kerchoo.
70% to 30%.
Yeah.
Kerchoo, not even Kerchow.
Yeah, no. the meme of, like, derpy Lightning McQueen. Kerchoo.
Would you rather have Stitch as a pet or Doug as a pet?
Doug
right now. 50-50.
What? Yeah, see, this is the Stitch I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's true. It's a talking dog.
It's a talking golden retriever who just met you and he loves you. Okay, yeah, no. Sorry, wrong. It's Doug.
True. Would you rather be as strong as Hercules or as strong as Mr. Incredible?
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. A superhero or a mythological... I'm gonna go with the classic. It's Hercules.
You're going Hercules.
I have a little bit of bias against the Incredibles because they're just like,
I know
they're Wish.com Fantastic Four.
I like the Incredibles, and I like the Incredicoaster. But yes, I you've spoken about your bias before.
Yes, I have.
Also, the Incredibles is not narrated by a bunch of singing muses doing gospel.
Right, and I don't know, Greek mythology is just pretty cool.
Honey, so. You mean Hunkules. Would you rather have Joy cheer you up when you're sad or have Mike Wazowski make you laugh every time you're sad?
If I met Joy in real life, I would have like murderous thoughts in my head. Mike Wazowski, I would get along with.
Yeah, Mike Wazowski's pretty cool.
Mike Wazowski.
Oh, you are definitely definitely on board with everyone else.
Joy, like, I get that they're supposed to be emotions and things like that. Like, if you've ever met someone that is actually like Joy in real life, they are insufferable.
True, but any of the emotions would be like that.
True, yeah, because they're one emotion. Because
they're supposed to be distilled, and that's the whole point of the movie. Okay.
Insufferable, except anger, like, he's right most of the time.
I find disgust right most of the time. Blue wish granters. Would you rather have the genie grant you 3 wishes or have fairy godmother give you a full makeover?
Oh, definitely the genie.
Totally.
You get 3 wishes. One of those could be a makeover if you really wanted.
It's very true.
Like, bibbidi boppity go away.
Oh, this is the highest percentage difference. 76% of people agree with you.
Well, 24% are really, really, really dumb.
Would you rather have Ariel's voice or Rapunzel's hair? I get Rapunzel's hair.
It's Ariel's voice. Like, that's really? That's more practical.
I don't know. Magic hair does heal people, but just so you know, 71% of people agree with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's more practical. You could, like, go on, like, a recording career or something. I don't know.
Oh, here's another Exploration Land one. I like these ones. Would you rather explore the ocean with Marlin and Dory or explore Zootopia with Judy Hopps and Nick Wilde?
I'm going to explore Zootopia.
Agree.
Because, so, like, Marlin and Dory are in our world. Like,
this is true.
It's, like, they're talking fish, but mm-hmm. it's Earth, and they go to, like, the Great Barrier mm-hmm. Reef, and they go on the jet stream and totally. Stuff. Like, that's stuff we can do. A weird, like, anthropomorphized animal land
mm-hmm.
that seems pretty cool to me.
Totally agree.
And it's like seems better than
well and there it's so varied, right? That's one of the cool things about it. Would you rather be Mickey or Donald?
I would rather be Mickey because Mickey gets everything and it's very easy for Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
I am more like Donald because I get angry and
right
stuff. So yeah, I would rather be Mickey, and he's just happy and stuff mm-hmm. all the time, and he's got a cool dog.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
would you rather be a frog or kiss a frog?
I would rather kiss a frog.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Frogs are cute. I don't.
It's fine.
I don't want to be stuck as a frog
for
a long time. But yeah, I'd kiss a frog. I don't know. They don't bother me.
Yeah. Would you rather go to Disneyland Resort or Disney World?
I think I'd rather go to Disney World.
Well, we've been to Disneyland recently and not Disney World, so that makes sense.
So the reasoning, like, Disneyland's cool. Mm-hmm, and everything, and it's closer to us, which is mm-hmm. is nice. Disney World has more extreme rides.
It's what do we say? Disneyland is our local park in another country.
Right, but there is some more thrilling attractions mm-hmm. in Disney World, and Universal Studios is also right there. Like, and Universal Studios Florida is. Next yeah. level compared to Hollywood, so yeah.
Would you rather wreck it or fix it?
Wreck it.
Yeah. This next question is why I was laughing. Would you rather Prince Philip or the prince from Snow White wake you up? I know what I'd say.
Prince from Snow White, I guess, because he's like kind of nondescript, and I'd be like, "Hey, dude."
Hey, dude. I'd go Philip for sure, because they at least like have a conversation. He's not like unconscious girl in a casket, and he doesn't like.
He didn't say how he was waking me up, did it? He's just like, bro, it's time to get up.
But Prince Philip is, like, aware that she's under a spell, whereas Prince Charming from Snow White is just, like, he thinks she's dead. Everyone thinks she's dead, so, like,
Dear Diary.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather prick your finger or eat a poisoned apple?
Probably prick my finger. Like, poisoned apple sounds, like,
terrible.
Be terrible, yeah.
Would you rather be in a, make a deal with Hades or Ursula?
Oh, Hades, for sure.
Sure. For Hades sure. Hades is awesome.
Hades has honor, and, well, I mean, Ursula kind of does, too.
I'm more scared of Ursula than Hades.
Yeah.
But also, maybe my two favorite villains. Scar would also be very high up there. But, yeah, those are two excellent
villains.
Gaston's
a good villain.
Gaston's not bad. He's
you
not...
You didn't like him because he's, like, misogynistic and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I have a
but
problem...
that's why he's a good villain.
I have a problem with realistic villains. Just, like, the most terrifying villain, I've said this so many times before, Count Frollo.
Yeah.
I don't like him. He's terrifying.
Right.
He's a well-done villain, like, you're supposed to absolutely hate him and everything like that. But that's why I don't like him. Just, like, there are actually people like Gaston that you, like, interact with in the real world. So that's why I don't like... Like, he's cool in the movie, and I love his song. He's, like, a great villain song, by the way.
Yes. Like, well, we'll go back to the D&D alignment. Hades is just, like, neutral evil, whereas Ursula is chaotic evil.
Yeah.
And that you don't want to mess
no,
with
you
chaotic
don't
evil.
You don't want to get on that bad side, yeah, for sure. Would you rather have a nose that gets bigger when you lie or forget everything, like Dory?
Probably just forget everything, because, like,
I don't know.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's true.
I've always thought that.
Yeah.
Like, you just could be happy all the time. Yeah. You don't have to think about anything. I don't know.
Would you rather have Cinderella's stepmother or Rapunzel's mother Gothel?
I would rather have Mother Gothel.
Yeah.
Mother Gothel just wanted Rapunzel for herself, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the evil stepmother just didn't like Cinderella.
Yeah,
at all.
She's trying to make her life hard just to make her life hard.
Yeah.
Would you rather live with the wolves like Mowgli or the gorillas like Tarzan?
The wolves.
Mm.
Dogs are cool.
Totally.
Mowgli had a good upbringing.
Yep. Would you rather be Cruella de Vil for a day or Captain Hook for a day?
Oh, definitely Captain Hook.
Yeah,
I'd be a pirate. I'm not skinning any puppies. Come
no
on. Captain Hook didn't really do
skin
anything
puppies.
Like super
yeah.
bad. He was just an old dude in like this
yeah.
town of boys that didn't grow up, and he's like bitter about it, so I don't know.
There's only a handful of other questions here.
Well, I think I'm doing very
well.
You are. Yeah.
Would you rather have King Triton's trident or Jafar's snake staff?
Well, King Triton's trident is like basically Neptune's scepter and like
right.
controls the seas. Probably that one.
Yeah.
The snake thing, I don't know if it actually has any powers or if Jafar is just
like
a wizard. He's like a wizard
yeah.
kind of thing. I'm going to say the trident for sure.
Yeah, I found that one interesting, but it's a good point. Would you rather have big ears like Dumbo or a furry body like the Beast?
Oh, I want to look like the Beast, man. Are you kidding me?
Totally.
That's
not even a question.
Not even a question.
Would you rather be a sidekick to Basil, the Great Mouse Detective,
yes.
or Little John from Robin Hood?
Oh, would you? Okay,
right?
Really?
Yeah. That's what the question is right there.
It's still Basil,
but
like, but
also, so good, right?
Why is it a sidekick to Little John?
I think it's supposed to be like, would you rather be Watson or Little John? But it's not worded that way.
Right. I would rather be Watson anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, that like you asked the first question, I was like, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah,
and then,
so easy.
And then you brought the only thing in that
I
could
know.
Like even be like slightly tempting.
Mm.
I like the Robin Hood Disney movie a lot.
Yeah, fair enough. But you'd still rather pick Great Mouse okay, Basil. Basil of Baker Street.
Oh, yes.
Would you rather pull the sword from the stone or find the lost city of Atlantis?
This is a very interesting one.
Okay.
I think I would rather find the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, okay. Good one. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a wrong answer here.
Well, so here's the thing. You have to be a king of a kingdom when you pull the sword from the stone, and, like, I don't know.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Swords from stones is not a great system of government. paraphrasing Monty Python.
Oh, there's a clip for the end of the thing. Sword from Stone's not a great system of government.
So I could just be a cool science dude, and I think I think I look most like Milo for a Disney
also,
character.
Also, I love the fact, you know who voiced Milo, right?
No.
Michael J. Fox.
Ah.
Isn't that great?
That is great.
Yeah, love him. Would you rather go searching for heffalumps with Winnie the Pooh or get stuck in Rabbit's door because you ate too much honey?
I won't eat too much honey.
Right?
I was really disappointed when they made that movie where the heffalumps, there was a heffalump that was not, like, evil. Heffalumps and woozles were, like, bad when I was growing up.
And they're very confused.
I just want to eat a bunch of honey and get stuck in a door.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Would you rather live in Zootropolis or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. I'll hang out with Baymax and Hero. Hopefully.
Would you rather be stuck on the Haunted Mansion or on Pirates of the Caribbean? I've been stuck on both of these, but just for a short period of time.
Well, it's good that Small World wasn't on this list.
That's coming up. That's coming up.
That would be the worst ride to get stuck on.
There's a Small World question on here.
That would be the worst ride to get stuck on. How long are we talking being
it
stuck?
It doesn't say.
Well, as the commissioner, give me a...
Let's say 20 minutes.
Probably Pirates, then.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where I was stuck on Pirates once? The jail scene. So I know the entire dialogue of trying to get the dog to give you the keys.
I'm just confused as how one gets stuck on Pirates.
I got stuck there, yeah.
Was like the lift hill not working or something?
I honestly don't know. I think it was just backed up, but it was like bumper to bumper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Weird. Mm-hmm. Weird. It's just, because like, I have never been stuck on Pirates, but I have been stuck not for 20 minutes, but
right.
For a little bit on Haunted Mansion, and that got kind of annoying, so.
I've been stuck on both. I was stuck on the banquet scene for Haunted Mansion once, too.
And Haunted Mansion actually gets worse if it's, like, start and go, because, like, the ghost host talks a lot, and it's just like...
I'd rather just be stuck.
That happened to us, actually, similar on the Little Mermaid ride. That was annoying.
Agreed.
So, maybe I'm a little biased there. Yeah, right. Pirates,
okay. 20 minutes, all right, sure. Would you rather be super fast like Dash or create force fields like Violet?
Force fields.
Yeah, me too. Totally. I already know what the answer to this is. Would you rather ride the teacups 5 times in a row super fast or listen to It's a Small World all day?
Oh, it's definitely the teacups.
Yeah, I would do the opposite. I'd much rather listen to Small World all day.
The teacups, you control.
No, it says super fast. It specifically says super fast.
Super fast.
Spinny.
It doesn't say spinny.
Spinny.
Like,
means spinny.
Well,
still rather.
I would still rather. Okay. I'll just be sick, I guess. I'd rather be physically sick than mentally sick, so.
There's only 2 questions left. Oh, 3 questions left, Brandon.
Okay.
Would you rather sail to the New World with John Smith or to Treasure Planet with Jim?
Treasure Planet.
100%.
Are you kidding?
I know.
Be a horrible colonizer or, like, go into cool sci-fi fantasy land? Like,
yeah. Steampunk fantasy. Yeah. Super cool.
Jeez.
Would you rather go tractor tipping with Mater or dance with Wally? This is another easy one.
It's...
Obviously,
I'm gonna dance with Wally. Like, I don't even like Mater. Trade Mater in for spare parts. How about that?
If you could only go on one ride, would you rather go to Space Mountain or Thunder Mountain? Big Thunder Mountain.
So, when you said you could only go on one ride, I was wondering what
which ride, mountain,
which rides it was gonna be. This is probably the best. Like, if I was going to go on one ride, it would actually be Guardians of the Galaxy, but, probably Big Thunder.
Yeah, I'd agree, yeah. We did, how many times did we do Space Mountain in a row?
We did it 3 times in half an hour.
Yeah, after time 3, my stomach was like, okay.
I really like Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like Big Thunder just a touch more.
I like Big Thunder more than Space Mountain, but I still like Space Mountain. Okay, like, just this is just me asking now. So we said Big Thunder. If you could only go on one ride, Big Thunder or Splash Mountain before it changes? Like traditional Splash Mountain.
Probably still Big Thunder.
Okay, Big Thunder or Matterhorn? I'm just going through the mountains.
Maybe Matterhorn.
Oh, okay, cool. That one's tough for me. No, it's not. I would have picked Splash Mountain. But I think I'd go Splash Mountain, then Big Thunder, then Matterhorn, then Space. Although, it actually kind of depends on my mood.
Mm. Like, Matterhorn's the most intense.
Mm-hmm.
It messes you up. Now, if you were like, what ride do you want to go on 10 times in a row? It's probably Big Thunder.
Yeah, totally.
Because
you do not want to do that 10 times in a row.
I literally did Matterhorn twice in a row. Mm-hmm. And when I got off of that, I was like, oh.
That was one of our last attractions, too, that you got to ride. We did that, then we went to Space Mountain.
And Space Mountain, I could ride that.
No, three
I could
times,
ride that a lot.
Like, if we were trying to rush to get one more time in that half an hour, I could have done four. But, like, three was kind of pushing it for me, for sure. But I get motion sick.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that way at all, but, like, Matterhorn, like, physically beats you up. And it's fun.
Yeah,
but
totally
like,
fun. But, yeah, it does
twice,
beat you up.
Twice in a row is plenty. Yeah.
That was it. That was the last question.
Okay.
Yeah. Good job.
Okay, would you rather...
Oh. Okay.
...go to Disneyland Paris or a different Disney park?
If I could pick only one Disney park to go to, like,
Tokyo.
Around, it would be Tokyo Disney Sea. Yeah. Disneyland Paris would be my next choice after that, though. So, if it was between those two, Tokyo Disney Sea, if it was between Paris and any other one.
Not Shanghai?
I mean, Shanghai would be very cool, too, but, like, after talking about Paris the last time, I'm, like, very focused on that. And my sister and new brother-in-law were, of course, sending pictures and stuff, so now I'm very interested
in that
one.
A little jealous, yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. It's fine.
It's fine.
We did not do a whole segment. We did not introduce a new segment talking about Disney parks just so we could talk about Disneyland Paris or anything like that. It's fine. It's totally fine. Not jealous. Not jealous at all.
It wasn't just to talk about Disneyland Paris. I think it's just a good new
recurring
episode.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Just like we were talking about like different, we're going to do deep dives of different attractions, and just like we talk about different lands, we're now talking different Disney parks as well. I think it's fun. And we should also finish our decades at some point in time.
Yeah.
We paused in going into the 2000s because these are the ones that we haven't seen very much.
Right.
Maybe this summer we'll watch some. But, yeah, well, what about you? Disneyland Paris or another resort?
If language and travel was no object, it would probably be Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tokyo. Tokyo looks really cool.
Yeah.
But
it's supposed to be totally different than every other park. And so I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Tokyo Sea for sure.
Yes,
yeah.
that's what I mean. Yeah. Tokyo Disneyland itself is not.
It's a carbon copy of Disneyland. But that's fine, too. It'd be kind of interesting to see.
Right, totally.
How mm-hmm. that works kind mm-hmm. of thing. I don't know. But yeah, Tokyo Sea looks really cool.
Yeah, so I think that'd be my top choice. I do think Shanghai would be very cool to see. But I think for me, it would go Tokyo Disney Sea. And obviously do both Tokyo ones. And then Paris would probably be next on my list.
Not Disney World? You're not curious to see Disney World?
I you know what it is? I know we're going to see Disney World.
Yeah, but...
So in this hype, we're going to see all of them.
You would rather go to Disneyland Paris than Disney World?
Yes.
Like, if you had to choose between one?
Yes, I would.
Really?
I think so.
I think that's a terrible choice. But... Like,
it's hard because Disney World has so many unique... parks.
Yeah, exactly.
But Disneyland Paris, you're also in Paris.
Yeah, well, so... I'm not that excited about going
well,
to Paris.
Well, I've never been to Paris. I know. Mm. You have, yeah. Mm. All right. Well, anyway, that is our episode.
It is.
Did you have fun? Was all right? You didn't know at all what we were talking about?
I think I did okay.
I think you did all right, too. Mm-hmm. There were a couple I didn't agree with, but most of them I did.
Yeah, I'm right every
this
time.
Is just
so
not
it's,
true.
It's fine.
It's just not true.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything to add before we close up this week's episode?
On Would You Rather?
Anything.
Anything?
Anything you want to add before we say goodbye for this week?
No, I think you should...
say goodbye for this week.
Say goodbye for this week.
Okay, well, that is our show then. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work, as well as our social media accounts, at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. We are on... Well, you can also email us through there. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as YouTube, through our channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't, you should. It sounded ominous.
You should.
Or else.
Do you know what we're talking about next week? Or is I'm just going to keep it a surprise again?
Oh,
no. I it's a fun plan.
Okay.
Okay. You know how before we've picked our favorite things in each park? I mean, in each land of the park?
No.
We are going to pick our the worst thing in each land at Disneyland.
Oh. Well...
We're gonna do two episodes. One's gonna be Disneyland and one's gonna be DCA.
Well, this is tailor made for me because I'm
cynical and mean.
I'm a little bit mean, yeah. That's good.
I thought you liked being judgy.
I am a little judgy.
All right. So anyway, that is what we're gonna. We're each gonna pick one thing from each land in Disneyland about the worst thing. It can be anything. It can be an attraction. It can be a detail. It can be anything. All right.
Okay.
Okay. We're gonna be mean and cynical.
Okay.
Well, until the next adventure, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening to Disney A.
And we're just going to dedicate this episode. We lost a member of our family this week.
We did.
Our sweet little Duke... kitty cat Archduke Fluffy Pants III.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to say goodbye to him, but yeah, this episode's for him.
Yeah, our kitty, our potato.